Matthew chapter 10. The message today is enduring to the end. I want to read you three scriptures, two from Matthew, one from Luke, and reading the two together will help us to understand the first two that I've read. Matthew chapter 10, our Lord has sent out his disciples on a mission, and in chapter 10, verse 21, it says, "And brother shall deliver up brother to death, and the father his child, and children shall rise up against parents and cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved." Now Matthew chapter 24, verse 12. "And because iniquity shall be multiplied, the love of the many shall wax cold. But he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved." And a reference in Luke 21. If you will read Matthew 24 and Luke 21 together, you will have an understanding of both of them, because reading the way Luke puts it, comparing it with the way Matthew puts it, will help you to understand. Look at verse 17. Luke 21:17. "And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, and not a hair of your head shall perish. In your endurance possess ye your souls." Now let me expand it a little bit for you. "In your endurance you shall win your soul." Let us speak to God again in prayer. Our Father, let us know that even though the words of thy Son can increase no more in value intrinsically, yet to us in our appreciation of them, they become more precious day by day. We rejoice in this. We are thankful, our God, that such a thing is possible, that we can know that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, but at the same time, our Father, it can become more precious to us day by day as we live in the Word of God. So we thank you, our Father, as we consider the words of thy Son, we recognize so fully that indeed the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. And God, who in time past spoke in so many different ways through so many different people, hath in these last days spoken unto us in his Son. We thank you, Father, that we have a message from heaven, and that every word that thy Son spoke is the word that you, his Father, would have him to speak. We are glad, Father, that his words shall endure forever. And we have read some of the words that he spoke personally, not the things that the Spirit expanded later, leading men into all truth, but his own words. So help us to understand them today, we ask of thee. You know our sins. Be faithful and just to forgive and cleanse, because you promised to do that if we confess our sins. We confess our sins. And our Father, prepare the hearts of men to receive the truth, because unless thy Spirit convicts of sin and righteousness and judgment, nothing shall be accomplished. And unless you empower lips, the gospel will be spoken in word only, but you have spoken of it as being presented in power and in the Holy Spirit and in much assurance. So help us in all these ways. We commit this day, this meeting, and this troubled world into thy hands, in the name of Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. From the very first, let me tell you this. I have never said, and I never intend to say, that man by works of righteousness can merit eternal life. Do you understand that? There is nothing that you can ever do that will merit eternal life. Let me say again. There is nothing, once God has given you the free gift of eternal life, that can cause you to lose that life. So at the first, in case you might not understand what I'm saying during the message, you have heard me tell you at the first these two things. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us. We are saved by grace through faith. That not of ourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And we have eternal life, we will never perish. Nobody shall pluck us out of Christ's hands. You understand those two things. Salvation is the gift of God, and once you receive it genuinely, it's yours forever. Well then, why would anybody read these scriptures and take them seriously? He that endureth to the end shall be saved. Let's laugh at them. Let's snap our finger at them because they can't mean what they say. In fact, I remember I was led to the Lord by some good sound Baptist brothers, and as I recall, we used to joke with one another because they believe in eternal salvation the same way you do it. And they would see me a few days later and they would say, are you still holding on? Are you going to endure to the end? And we would laugh and laugh and laugh. And you've heard that. Why? Because they knew that you had eternal life and you would never perish. And some other dear souls would talk about their enduring to the end and were wondering if they would endure to the end. But these Baptist brothers, and now that I'm among the assembly brethren, at the same time, they would laugh and laugh and say, we don't have to worry in the least about enduring to the end. Well, somebody does. You say, why, of course. By the portion that you read us, I know for sure in Matthew chapter 24, that has to do with those people that are going through the great tribulation, and they have to endure to the end, and then they will be saved. Well, what about those in Matthew chapter 10? Who are they? You say, well, they were Christ's disciples that He was sending out before His mention of the great tribulation. And He said, I see. And in Luke 21, what does He mean when He says, in your endurance, because the word patience, I'll tell you about that later, the word patience, the word hupomene, it's the same word that's translated patience, endurance, it's the same word. And Luke says, using this same word that I read to you from Matthew 10 and 24, in your endurance you shall win your soul. So, what does this mean? I suppose you would say, since it doesn't apply to us, it means that some people have to endure to the end to win their soul, to be saved. But we Christians do not have to endure to the end to be saved. Is that right? Has God ever had two ways of salvation? I've never known of but one way of salvation. If any man could live perfectly and keep the law, salvation would be of the law, but you can't tell me anyone who ever lived that way, who ever was saved that way. And David says, blessed is he whose iniquity, whose transgression is forgiven. Well, if his transgression is forgiven, then it's mercy, it's grace, it's not good works. And so this is what it says concerning David and concerning Abraham. It says, Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him, reckoned unto him for righteousness. So you say, well, there's only one way to be saved. Well then, what is it talking about when it says, he that endureth to the end shall be saved? Well, let me ask you this. You who have trusted Christ as Savior, how long do you have to trust Him? You think that God says, well, if you'll just trust my Son for a day and then cease trusting Him for the rest of your life because you trusted Him one day but renounced Him afterward, you'll be saved? You think that God ever intends for anybody to believe in Jesus for a little while? Or do you think He intends for them to believe in His Son, to endure faithfully to the end. You say, why? I would suppose so. I remember a parable that Christ spoke about a man that was building a tower, and he did not have sufficient to complete that tower, and people were laughing at him. So are you those that believe that Jesus would have you to believe, and then, because you believe, you do not have to endure to the end? You say, no, I do not believe that. Well, it says this, what king coming out with a few soldiers, meeting another king with many soldiers, doesn't realize that he can't overcome him, and he sues for peace. So you say, well, I understand. Well then, God expects us who have believed in the Lord Jesus to endure to the end. You know, anybody who says that God allows a man to believe a little in Jesus and then to stop? Or does he expect him to endure in his belief to the end? He'll say, why, of course he does. Then, he expects all of us to endure to the end. And I'll tell you this, if you do not endure to the end, you're not going to be saved. You understand that? If you do not endure to the end, you are not going to be saved. If you ever read carefully the three accounts that the Lord spoke about the sower that went forth to sow, this is what it says concerning those that fell in rocky ground. It says, they for a while believed, but when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, straightway they stumble. Think of that. That God said some people believe for a little while. These are the very words that our Savior said. They believe for a little while. What is so interesting is this. As soon as they hear the word, it says straightway they receive it joyfully. And then it says when persecution or tribulation arise because of the word, straightway they stumble. They stumble as quickly as they receive the word. And the Bible says they believe for a while. Now, is it possible for a man to believe for a while and be saved and then to stop believing and be lost? Why, there are millions in the world who would tell you yes. But I've never found any example in the Word of God of one who genuinely believed, a faith that was created by the Spirit of God that was genuine, who stopped believing. But I have found some that have been stirred by the Spirit of God and have an emotional belief that is not of the Spirit of God. And the belief that can arise that way can disappear that way. That's why the Lord Jesus said, you must be born of the Spirit of God. There are some who can talk you into believing. I remember years and years ago being so zealous in evangelism, I got hold of a man, and I was pleading with him and pleading with him to believe in the Lord Jesus. And finally, to get rid of me, he believed in the Lord Jesus. And his belief lasted until I let go of his arm, and he walked down the street. You see, there are different people that believe for different reasons, for different lengths of time. But I believed in the Lord Jesus March the 27th, 1946. And I'm still believing in the Lord Jesus because, as the Savior said to Peter, flesh and blood is not revealed it unto thee, but my Father who is in heaven. And a belief that is revealed by the Father. A new birth that is by the Holy Spirit of God is one of permanence, one that shall never pass away. And for that reason, he that endureth to the end shall be saved. And I have to come to this conclusion, that if a man endures for a little while, and Luke says in chapter 8, who for a while believed, it says, but in time of tribulation and persecution, because of the word, straightway they stumble. then I'm coming to this conclusion, that there are those who are outward believers in Christ, those who say, Lord, Lord. And the Savior said, not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, is going to enter the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father who is in heaven. And so some people say, I believe. And some say, Lord, Lord. And so that is the kind of conversion that so many people believe is conversion, but it's not conversion. It is serious. Let me tell you about it. The Lord Jesus does. A Savior had spoken stern words concerning the Pharisees. And the disciples came to him afterwards and said, did you know that those Pharisees were offended because of what you said? The Savior said, let them alone. They be blind guides of the blind, and they are both going to fall into the ditch. Understand this. Every plant which my Father planted not shall be rooted up. And you may be a plant that is of man's planting. You may be one that is prepared to believe for a while, but the proof of the genuineness of your belief, the miraculous origin of your belief, is whether you endure to the end. And if you do, you will be saved. And if you do not endure to the end, you shall be lost. Why? Because if you believe for a while, you've never been a Holy Ghost believer. You've been a man-made believer. Like the man that came up to D.L. Moody. He was a drunk, and he was still under the influence of liquor, and he said to Moody, he said, you saved me at one of your campaigns. And Moody looked at him and said, you look like something I would say. So you may be one that some evangelist has saved, that some man has talked into believing. But if you are one who has been born again of the Spirit of God, your salvation is forever. And you must endure to the end. So I don't laugh anymore. If someone says, are you enduring? Are you going to endure to the end? I say, absolutely, I am going to endure to the end. And if you are not born again, you are not going to endure to the end, and you are not going to be saved. Your endurance to the end does not save you. Your endurance to the end is a confirmation that your salvation is of God. Anything less is your salvation is of man. I spoke on this verse just last week. It speaks about some people that have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. And there are some that will contend for orthodoxy, but they deny the power thereof. And when the tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately they stumble. So we must endure to the end. God never intended anything else. And concerning your own soul, you had better examine yourselves. You say, well, I can point back to the day that I trusted in Christ, and so I'm saved. The Bible says you must endure to the end. I'm not looking back, even though I told you the specific day. I am examining my life day by day, confirming that what happened so long ago was true and is true, and thank God shall be true. But what happens is this. I'll give you examples of those who believed for a while, those who did not endure to the end. You find them in John chapter 6. It says that because of the word, people stumble. Now, what happens if I come and preach the word? I preach in season, out of season. I reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. I build you up on your most holy faith. But the Lord Jesus had disciples that were following him, and our Savior started going into deep, profound doctrine. He said, you have to eat my flesh. You have to drink my blood. He said, what if you see the Son of Man where he was before? He was in heaven. What if you see him there? What if you see him coming back? He spoke words like those. And it said this, that when he did, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Why? They stumbled because of the word, not because of error. Oh, that will snatch many away that you think are saved, but the truth will drive many away. All you have to do to find out if a man is genuinely saved is talk to him more about the person of Christ. And if he is genuinely saved, he will embrace it. He will rejoice in it. If he is false, it will stumble him and he will reject you. They rejected the Lord when he told them too much truth. But the blind man, whom the Lord found in John chapter 9, whom others had cast out because he was faithfully telling the truth, all the word that he knew about the Lord Jesus Christ, he maintained. And it says, they cast him out, saying, you were altogether born in sin, and would you teach us? It said, Jesus found him. And he said, do you believe in the Son of God? And the man said, who is he, Lord, that I may believe? And the Lord Jesus said, you have both seen him, and he it is that speaketh to thee. And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. Do you see the difference? The Lord Jesus speaks to one that is genuinely of God, and he takes more of the word, and he worships the Lord Jesus. Those that are not genuinely born of God, and the Lord Jesus said to those that believed him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. Continuing does not make them the disciples. It is a confirmation that they are his disciples. The reaction that you have when the word of God is spoken to you and your faithfulness or your neglect of faithfulness to God reveals the true condition of your soul. And so all of you who can talk about a day when you said yes to the Lord Jesus, you had better wonder if the day isn't coming when God is going to uproot you, because every plant which the Lord planted not shall be rooted up. And at the same time, if anything that is of God's word can drive you away, then you should examine your soul whether you are truly of God. Because there are many who can be strong until they are put to the test of God's word, and then they're found to be false. The New Testament churches were full of them. Do you believe that Christ died and rose again? You say, yes, everybody does. Oh, no. In Corinth, the Apostle Paul said, how say some of you that there is no resurrection of the dead? You say, well, it's just salvation in Christ. Just believe in him. Paul said, if Christ has not been raised from the dead, you are yet in your sins. And so anybody who doesn't believe in the resurrection of the dead, why, they've lost all chance of getting to heaven. Because if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Paul's preaching is vain, and you are yet in your sin. Christ has not been raised from the dead. You say all of those things are involved? Why, of course they are. And this is what God wants us to know. So there are those who for a while endure, but they can straightway be caused to stumble as quickly as they were caused to believe. And that is why I want all of you who come out on Sunday morning, or less than Sunday morning, just to examine yourselves to see if there is in you that which will enable you to endure to the end. Because if you do not endure to the end, I told you that you will never save. And if you do endure to the end, I told you that your conversion was genuinely of God. And I don't believe that all of you are going to endure to the end. Do you know why? Because you can't even endure coming to 3 meetings a week at this assembly, and you are going to endure to the end. You can't endure preaching for 30 minutes 3 times a week. Isn't that remarkable? And yet you say, I trusted Christ as Savior. The Savior says he did endure it to the end. And at the same time, there is a love for the Word of God and a love for the people of God. It says, they then that had believed the Lord continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in the breaking of bread, in fellowship, and in the prayers. Those that truly trusted Christ, they continued steadfastly. You can't even pass this test. And this is the question of the prophet. If you have run with the footmen and you become weary, what shall you do when you start running with horses? And all of you are looking at the things that are going on in the world, and all the crises that are arising, and how near terrorism and other threats are coming to us here in the United States. If you can't endure any more than you have now, what do you think you're going to do when things become serious and it's a matter of life or death for you to say yes for the Lord Jesus Christ. So, you must endure to the end. And one of the quickest ways to find out is the way, and I'll tell you now the context, how long enduring to the end means just a little while. The days can be measured in Matthew chapter 24, because the disciples are asking, what is the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And the Savior says, then shall the end come. And he says, they who endure to the end shall be saved. So at that time, there are those who are living, who are going to be on earth during the great tribulation, and they have to endure to the end. And this is what it will mean to them. A test is going to come. There is a great religious leader and a military leader, and he's going to say, you have to accept my number or my name on your hand or on your forehead. And if you don't, you'll neither be able to buy nor sell. And it says everybody is going to submit to him, except those that are God. And so if such a religious leader arose here, you would accept that, and the moment you accepted it, you did not endure to the end, and you would be damned. Do you understand? The test is just that simple. Yes or no. I promise you this, that all of those who were genuinely of God would resist. As the Savior says, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee the crown of life. And so all of those that are of God, his elect, shall resist. But I'm just wondering, you are going to pass that test when you cannot pass the test of orthodoxy. You cannot pass the test of confession of Christ. When someone says, do you know him as your Savior? You say you're going to endure to the end. How strange. What assurance do you have from God that you belong to him? And the Savior said, if you deny me before men, I'm going to deny you before my Father. And he says, you've confessed me before men, I will confess you before my Father. He talks about confession. He talks about enduring to the end. Paul says that if thou shalt believe in thine heart the Lord Jesus Christ, confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. But somehow evangelicals, who are so determined that everything is of grace, they don't talk about the confession with the mouth. They don't talk about enduring to the end. They do not talk about the words that Christ spoke, saying, if you deny me before men, I'm going to deny you before my Father. Isn't that strange? So, we can all laugh just like, are you going to endure to the end? And we laugh and think about all of those Pentecostals and all of those who can be saved and lost. But the point is this. While we cannot be saved and lost, we are not saved unless we do endure to the end. And now let me give you a consolation. I'm going to give you three scriptures that give you a promise from God that if you belong to him, you shall endure to the end. And this is what it says. It says that those at Corinth, it said they came behind in no gift, waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it said, who shall and confirm you unto the end that you be unreprovable in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ? Do you believe that? You say, does it say that? Oh, yes. It says, he will confirm you unto the end, unreprovable in the day of the Lord Jesus. You say, well, isn't that remarkable? He will confirm you unto the end. Identical words that he that endureth to the end in the gospel, in 1 Corinthians 1, it says, he will confirm you unto the end. Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he who hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Is that close enough to the end? You say, to the day of Jesus Christ. Why? Of course. That is good enough. This is what God is telling. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. It says, now the God of peace himself sanctify you wholly, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved entire unto the day of our Savior, and so forth. It says, faithful is God who shall do it. I see. So here are three scriptures, 1 Thessalonians 5, Philippians 1, and also 1 Corinthians 1, and all of them speak about confirming you unto the end. And so do we have to endure to the end? Of course we have to endure to the end, because God says you're going to endure to the end. Now, The only objection is this. I'm telling you that those who do not endure to the end are not saved. All who are saved shall endure to the end. You say, I can give you objections and I can give you illustrations of those who were saved and lost. No, you can't. You can't tell me for sure whether a man was saved or lost. The 11 apostles did not know that Judas Iscariot was lost. And this is what the Savior says in John chapter 6. It says, one of you is a devil. Have I not chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil? And it said, Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not. And so you are saying, well, I know that this man believed. You do not know that that man believed. He may have been a man who believed for a while, the way Luke 8 talks about, and then, in time of tribulation or persecution because of the word, immediately he stumbled. He may be that kind of a believer. But you are not able to show me anyone who truly has been born again that has believed and stopped believing. It is an impossible thing. If a man who does not know Christ as Savior says, I know him as Savior, that is a lie. But if you ask me, do you know Christ as Savior? And I told you, no, I don't know Christ as Savior. That would be a lie. Why? Because I do know him as Savior. And Peter told a lie when he said, I don't know Jesus of Nazareth. And yet some of you say, I do know Jesus of Nazareth. That's a lie because you do not know him. Peter told a lie because he did know him. But let me show you. All it took to restore Peter's soul for a moment was a look from the face of the Lord Jesus Christ. When Peter denied him and the rooster crowed the third time, twice, he denied him thrice. It says Jesus turned and looked at him. And he thought thereon and he went out and wept bitterly. So here are some of you who say, yes, I believe. Well, if you do believe, I have assured you in a threefold way that you're going to endure to the end. But I'm thinking that all of these little tests, you haven't even run with the footman. And when the running with the horses begins, I know that you're going to fail. And so this is the sad thing, that we laugh about salvation by grace through faith, all the responsibility, all the proof, by the Word of God and the Spirit of God in us, producing life, producing fruit. And this is what it says in Luke, that those that are genuine, they with patience, and that's the word endurance, the endurance, they with patience and endurance produce fruit. And that's what God is looking for in you. And so if the Lord came, I'm not expecting to see all of you, because I said some endure for longer or shorter periods of time, and some left the Lord in John 6, but Judas endured to the very end, and then on the night of his betrayal, he sold it for 30 pieces of silver. You see, he endured almost to the end, but he didn't. And then his camouflage was taken away, and he was proved to be one that was not a genuine believer. And so, dear child of God, you must believe unto the end. You must endure to the end, and you shall be saved. And it's gone. Let us pray. Father, forgive us for expecting so little of this new life that you placed in us by thy word and by thy spirit. To think that we can say that Christ is Savior and then our behavior is that of the world and of Satan and our confession of Christ is nil. Our Father, we pray that you shall bring us to our senses and let us understand about this enduring, that the enduring is that which is supplied by the same Spirit that produced the new birth. The power to live that life shall be supplied. So let us examine ourselves, our Father. And for those of us who have truly trusted Christ, we rejoice. You shall enable us, our Father. You shall confirm us to the end. We are glad that we shall be those who are among the ones who endure to the end. And so, Father, by thy marvelous grace, we pray that we shall enjoy it, revel in it, but at the same time not boast, but understand that salvation is of the Lord. But let us say that this faith that is ours must be a faith that lives, faith and a love that proves itself. So help all of us here to be sure that we trusted Christ and we shall endure to the end. In his name we pray. Amen.